Thank you, In Faith. They always do a wonderful job. Amen. Excluding me, will not put me in that group. Amen. We're just glad for them. Thankful for all they do. We're glad to have Corey Williams here with us. I have to tell you a little something about what transpired this week before Corey comes. Normally, I will know sometimes several weeks in advance kind of what the Lord wants me to preach. Sometimes it's a series or so on. Mother's Day is coming up next week, but I couldn't get my mind, my heart around what God wanted me to share this morning. And I've been really struggling. I did some other things Monday and Tuesday and got those out of the way. And I sat down Wednesday morning and I said, Lord, I got to find out what you want me to preach. I got to know. And I'm sitting there meditating, thinking, and scriptures run through my mind and stuff like that. And my cell phone rings, and it's Mark. And he said, don't know if you know this, but Corey Williams is in town, and he's scheduled up all the way through till he goes back, except for this Sunday. Could he come and preach this Sunday? I said, I believe God's already preordained that. Amen. So, Corey, we're glad you're here. I'm glad you're obedient to the Lord, and I'm glad the Lord just wouldn't let me have what I needed to preach so you could come preach. So you come, brother. We're certainly glad to have you.
God is good, right? Amen. Guys, can you bow your heads with me as we pray? Father, you're wonderful, Lord God. Lord, you're wonderful in all your ways, God. Father, we love you and we praise you. Holy Spirit, we ask that you have your way, Lord God. Have your way in this time, Lord God. Father, it's not about me. It's all about you, Lord God. And you be glorified. Father, I pray that everything that's said and done this morning will honor you, Lord God. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Guys, it's always a blessing to come back here and minister the word of God. It's like every time I come back in this area, it's like a kid coming back home in somewhere or the other. Over the years, met a lot of friends, and it's not, to me, it's not friends, and I hope you take me. You take me the same. To me, it's like family, you know. Jean and Kelly and their family, Belinda and her family, Travis, you know, Kerbin, like Travis, like a little brother. I told him, man, you really look smart this morning, you know. But it's just a blessing to be able to minister God's word. Amen. It's an honor to allow the yourself to be used by the Holy Spirit. And every time I'm preaching somewhere and Gene's around, he always wants to know, what will you be preaching on, you know? And as I got in, all the way from home, prayer was on my heart heavy, you know. The whole idea that we're not praying the way we should pray. Will you agree with me? Guys, as an individual, as a church, as a nation, I'm talking about where I'm from, we do not pray the way we should. And Gene showed me that a little thing. It's funny how when you're in trouble or when a situation arises, how you get down and you really pray. Amen? But when God solve the problem or God intervene in the situation, then you get excited and you thank him and all that, but then you tend to get relaxed. You tend to go right back in the normal routine until something happens again. And it should not be that way. Amen? Every day we should pray with expectancy. Every day we should pray with urgency. Every day we should pray like there's not a tomorrow. Amen. And that's when we'll see great things. Amen. But as my heart was heavy towards praying, and as I start studying and really praying and asking the Lord, what would you want me to share with Fairfield Church? Guys, the Lord laid this on my heart. And this is the message, the topic of the message. Trying times is not the time for you to stop trying. Do you guys hear that? Trying times is not the time for you to stop trying. And as I start this message this morning, I want to remind us of a verse in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. It says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Amen. Everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. And I just want to remind us that just like how we have the seasons in nature, guys, we'll have seasons in our lives. Amen. Sometimes we'll have good seasons. Sometimes it will be gloomy season. It will be season of blossoming and stuff. But at other times, it will also be dry season. Amen. What will you do during your dry season? Amen. What will you do during the rainy season? What will you do during the hot season? Amen. Just a couple weeks before I came, I was welding. I welded a shed for a friend of mine, and it was 98 degrees outside. And I'm welding, and I have a black helmet on my head. And the heat was so crazy. Amen. And after 2 days, I was beat. What will you do? What do you do? Guys, a part of me wanted to just tell him, listen, forget it. I'm going to quit. But then, Pastor, I got to work to provide for my family. So I got to suck up the heat. I got to suck it up and endure. I got to press on. Even though the body did not want to do it, I had to go on and do it. Amen. Corey, what are you trying to say to me? Things will not go smooth with us all the time. Amen. Things will not always go the way we planned it to go. Amen. Does that mean we're going to quit? Does that mean we're going to give up? No. Hang in there. Endure. When the trying times comes, it is not time to stop trying. Amen. But it's time to persevere. It's time to endure. And I guarantee you, if you do, the Lord will see you through. Amen. He'll take care of you. Can I tell you that we're living in some trying times? Amen. Guys, we're living in some real trying times. You look on the news, you hear it on the radio, all the stuff that's happening is unbelievable. It's like, what is going on? Lord, what is going on? Amen. But can I also tell you, I really believe in my heart, Pastor, that we're not far off, guys. Amen. And brother like you, whenever I enter in the presence of the Lord, there's something that starts moving in my spirit. There's some excitement. When I come to church, I just can't wait to start praising it. Amen. Me and Jean were talking yesterday, and we were talking about heaven and paradise and stuff. And he says, Corey, do you think you'll remember me? I said, Jean, I don't really know, but I'm telling you what, I don't even care if I don't remember you, because I'm going to be praising the Lord. I don't have time to remember you. Amen. I'll be so excited just to be there praising my God. Amen. I'm not worrying about having a conversation with Gene Brooks. Please, Gene. I love our conversation. I do. I love it. You know. But when I get to heaven, I want to worship and praise my King. I want to thank him for just allowing me and granting me the ability to get there and to be there in his presence. Amen. Just to worship him. And praise him. Amen. Guys, when the going get tough, the saint says the tough get going. Amen. Are you like that? Are you like that? When the going get tough, do you dig deep and you get going? You tough it up? And or are you the type that when the going get tough, you get wimpy? You start whining. Amen. You start finding fault. You start making excuses. Corey, that's easy for you to say no. Guys, the past year or more been some really trying times for me, Pastor. In my marriage, hello, it's been some trying times, amen? And it makes you think, golly, after being married for 15 years, you think we ought to got this pattern down, you know? But still, the devil will not want everything to go smoothly. Why? Because he know that if everything is going smooth, then I will praise God. It will be easy for me to glorify God. But I find out that whether it's going smooth or it's not going smooth, if I can glorify God in my tough times, then it will be a way lot easier for me to glorify him in the smooth times. Hello. Amen. There's trying times with your kids. I got a 14-year-old son and a 15-year-old daughter. My 14-year-old son is at the age where he knows everything. But still, when time comes to do it, he don't do what he knows he's supposed to do. You know? Especially when it comes to work. Hey, he can be the happiest dude ever, but you mention work and it's like you hit him. I know you young men are not like that in here. You guys love to work, right, dads? And moms, your kids love to work. I got a 15-year-old daughter who's graduating from high school, heading into college, guys, and it's scary. Amen. Trying times that with work. Hear me out, trying times at the church. Hello. I know you guys are not like that. You're a nice congregation. You guys don't have trying times here. Pastor Steve, you don't have to nod or answer that. But guys, there's trying times even in the church. Hello. What will we do? Amen. When those trying times come, will we pull together as one and allow love to help us overcome the trying times? Or will we start bickering against each other and allow the devil to seep in and cause separation? Amen? I pray that when those trying times come, we will come together as one and allow the Holy Spirit to unite us. Amen? When those times arise in our church, the first thing I tell everyone, listen. Let's be quiet. Let's be still and let's pray. Amen? Let's pray. Let's hear from heaven first. And when we hear from heaven, believe me, our discussion will go a whole lot smoother. Amen? Trying times will come, guys. But when the trying times come, do not stop trying. Amen. The person I would like to talk about or use as an example is Joseph. He went through some real trying times, but he never gave up. He praised and he blessed God in every situation. Amen. He blessed the Lord. He praised him. And just for the sake of time, I will not read everything, but I'll give you some references. Amen? In Genesis 30, 22 and 24, he was born to Jacob by Rachel. He was loved by Jacob and he was hated by his brothers for his dream. Genesis 37, 3 and 11. He was sold into slavery. By who? By his brothers. Genesis 37, 12 to 36. He was unjustly imprisoned in Egypt. Genesis 39, 1 to 23. He interprets a dream in prison. Genesis 40, 1 to 23. He wins Pharaoh's favor in Genesis 41, 1 to 44. Amen. But if you would read about him. And as I read about Joseph, every time I read, I try to picture myself in the situation. And guys, the first thing that stand out about Joseph to me was that he had a dream. Amen. He had a dream. Do you have a dream? Can I tell you, in this life, we must have some kind of dream. Young people, you must have a dream. As a young boy, I watched my father and my grandfather and my grandmother how hard they worked. Amen. My dad was a builder, and I said, I want to be just like my dad. I want to build. But I took it a notch farther. I said, I don't want to work for anyone. I want to own my own company. I had that dream. Guys, and for some years, the devil tried to divert me off that dream. He took me down some path that was rough and scary. Amen. But in all that, God has his hand over me. God protected me. God guided me. Amen. But listen to me. Even while I was out there, I did not lose focus of that dream. I did not lose hope in that dream. I stayed focused to the dream. Can I tell you that the devil will want you to lose sight of that dream? Amen. This was not just any dream. I believe this was a dream of destiny. And he was hated for that by his brothers. Guys, hear me out, church. At times, it's one thing when you're hated by strangers. Hello. But it's a whole different ordeal when you're hated by your own. When you're hated by your relatives. When you're hated by your sisters. When you're hated by your brother. Especially for doing good. Right now, present as I speak, two of my brothers don't talk to me. One of my sisters don't talk to me. I'm hated. For what? Because, Pastor, over 17 years ago, I decided that, listen, I don't want to live that life anymore. I'm going to follow Christ. I think that's a way better life. And it is. Amen? And I'm hated for that. But hear me out. It doesn't matter who hates you. God loves you. Remember, God loves you. And God is the one that birthed the dream in your heart. And if you remain faithful to him, it doesn't matter what you go through, he will see that that dream come to pass. Amen? All you have to do is endure. All you have to do is hang in there. Just keep your eyes on Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, the Bible tells us. Amen? And he'll see us through. The second thing that I want to share about Joseph is that he remained faithful, guys. He remained faithful. Those passages of scriptures I gave you, if you read what all he went through. Matter of fact, after he got the dream, he was hated by his brothers and they plot to kill him. Amen. And one spoke up and said, let's not kill him. Let's throw him in the pit. And from the pit, they sold him into slavery. How can anyone in their right mind do that to their own brother? Amen. Amen. But can I tell you, when someone is under the control of the enemy, they don't see life from God's standpoint. Amen. And anything is possible. But he got thrown. Amen. But in all that Joseph went through, he remained faithful to God. Amen. In the pit, I believe he praised God. Like I told you, I like to picture myself. And believe me, when you hit rock bottom, there's nowhere else to go. Pastor, there's nowhere else to look but to look up. Amen. And I believe in the bottom of that pit, he's dung in there praising and worshiping God, just giving thanks to God. The Bible tells us in all things to give God thanks. Not just in the good times, not just in the smooth times, not just when everything is going right. Amen. But in all things, guys. And I find out when I praise God, when I give him thanks in my sad times. Amen. He make it go even smoother. Amen. Listen to me. There's one thing to be in a boat in a storm. But there's a whole different thing when you have Jesus in the boat with you in the storm. Amen. Even though Satan rage, we will never be defeated as long as we abide in him. Amen. As long as we stay with him. Amen. When trying times comes, you will find it easier, guys, to endure the hardship as a good soldier if you abide with Jesus. Amen? As long as you stay there. There's nothing like a good praise and worship song to lift you up when you are going through tough times. Amen? Nothing like a good song. And that's why, young people, it's important to know what we listen to. And not just young people, but adults. Amen? At home, we have about 100 and something channel. And they just brought out a new box thingy where you can get way more channel. My wife said, will we get it? I said, no, we're not. She said, why? I said, listen, we barely watch 5 channel out of the 100 and whatever we already got. And you want to get 200 more and pay extra money? No way. Amen? Corey, what do you mean you only watch 5 channel? Listen to me, church. It's scary to even flip through the TV channel these days. Hello. I don't know if you guys have the same problem, but it's scary to some of the stuff that pops before you. Amen? So what I do, my kids know that they have 2 or 3 out of those 5 channels that they click directly to. Amen? And I'm the same way. TBN, Discovery Channel, HGTV, I'm into building, and that's about it. Amen? I don't need to see the rest. Amen? Listen to me, if I'm going to spend an hour watching something, at the end of that hour, I want it to edify my spirit in some way or the other. Amen? I want it to build me up. I want to learn something from it. Time is precious. There's people dying out there when we're wasting time. Amen? So if I'm going to sit down an hour, then listen, at the end of that hour, I want to make sure I learn something. If I'm watching a preaching, it will build me up. It will edify my spirit. When I watch HGTV, I learn something that I can apply to my building ability. Amen. Very important, guys. And so, at times when we get in situations, it's that one song that can get you over the hump. Amen. That one song. Yesterday morning, I was feeling a little down. And I start singing. A song came in my heart and I start singing. Amen? And before I know it, I lift my spirit up. Amen? It lifts my spirit up. And I was praising God and It just got me over the hump of just being down and sad. Amen? Have you made up your mind to go God's way the rest of your life? Have you made up your mind to go God's way the rest of your life? My mind made up, guys. My mind is made up. Amen, that it doesn't matter what the devil throws at me, I'm going to go God's way the rest of my life. Amen. And as he wanted me to just feel down and start feeling sorry for myself, I said, devil, I refuse to do that. I start singing a praise song. I start praising my God. I start looking back and remembering all the good times God brought me through, all the blessing he bestowed on my life. Amen. And I believe that's what helped Joseph to remain faithful. He did not look at the problem, but he looked at the problem solver. He did not look at the situation, but he knew the God who can solve the situation, that can get him out of the situation. If the devil can cause you to focus on the problem, then you will not be able to focus on God who can solve the problem. Amen. We saw that with Peter, the only man in history apart from God that walked on water. Amen. As long as he kept his eyes on the Lord, he started walking on water. But then he started watching the waves and the wind, and he starts sinking. Can I tell you, if you take your eyes off God, you will sink. Amen. Keep your eyes on God. Amen. He remained faithful, guys. Nicole C. Mullin sing a song. I don't know if you guys are familiar with her, but she sing a song. I love it. When I call on Jesus, all things are possible. When I call on Jesus, mountains are going to fall. Amen. You know why mountains are going to fall? She said, because he'll send heaven and earth to come and rescue you when you call. Amen. Guys, some powerful stuff. Amen. Don't watch the problem, but watch him. The third thing I need to point out about Joseph is that he never forgot where the Lord brought him from. Amen. Guys, all that he went through, everything that he went through, amen, when he got to the palace, from the prison to the palace, when he got to the palace, he never forgot where the Lord brought him from. Amen. He remained humble. He remained faithful. He remained committed to God. Amen. It's easy for us when the Lord bless us, when the Lord raise us up, to forget where we come from. Amen. But I try to remain humble, Pastor. I never want to forget. Every now and then I would just sit back. I would just sit back. And I would just reflect back on my life, where the Lord brought me from as a three-year-old young boy with two other brothers. My mom packed up our clothes, whichever little clothes we had, in a little box. And she said, go to your grandmother's house. Go live with her. Tell her I can't raise you guys. And we walked down the road. At 3 years old, I remember this clearly. We walked down the road and we got to the house. And as soon as she saw us, she ran, come and meet us. Amen. She said, what happened? I said, Mom sent us. She said she can't raise us anymore. She said, well, I will. She took us in. She embraced us right there and then. Guys, and I thank God she did. I thank God for grandparents. I thank God for grandmothers, for grandfathers. Amen. Do not stop doing what you're doing. Do not stop praying for your grandkids. Do not stop praying for your children. Amen. I had a grandmother that taught me to pray. And not just taught me, but I saw her pray. Amen. When we didn't have meals to eat. Amen. I told my kids all the time, I said, be faithful to God. Be grateful to God. I said, why? Because I said, no, you miss a meal, you go hungry if you want. Back in my days, I didn't have a choice. Sometimes we had to miss a meal. Why? Because there weren't anything to eat. Amen. So we had to. But you know what grandmother did? She called us with grandpa and five grandkids, and she let us hold hands and she prayed. She said, God, please provide for my grandkids. Guys, she prayed. She taught us to pray. And believe me, before the day was up, a neighbor baked bread, sent some bread. You would hear the different neighbor send his kid. Oh, my dad went out and caught a deer. He sent this piece of leg. Listen to me. I know where I'm coming from. I know where I'm coming from. So when I'm telling you about this God of mine, I'm not just telling you a fairy tale story. I'm telling you facts. I'm telling you the truth, that he is real. And if you trust him and if you rely on him, the same thing he done in my life, he can do for you. I don't care what your situation is. Amen? As a seven-year-old, and I can track from 3 years old, I can just tell you yearly stuff I remember, how she prayed and stuff happened. Amen? And she taught me, if I do not remember anything that she taught me, she said, Corey, trust God. Believe God. Why? When everything failed you, grandson, God will never fail you. If you trust him, he will never fail you. Does that mean things will always go the way I want it to? No. It doesn't mean that. Amen. But what it do means is that at the end of the journey, he'll bring me out like pure gold. Amen. That's what it do means. Amen. And I can praise him in every situation. Amen. Guys, he remained faithful. A lot of people want to get to the palace, but they don't want to go through the prison, Pastor. A lot of people want what you have, but they don't want to do what you do. Amen? A lot of Belizean, a lot of my peoples, a lot of my relatives, they want what I have. They says, Corey, I like the way you're living. You're living good. Praise be to God. Listen to me. The same thing he do for me, he can do for you. But are you willing to go through the prison? Are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to count the cost? The cost. Amen. Guys, as a 19-year-old, I gave my heart to the Lord. And when I done that, I said, God, in order for me to do this, you got to teach me. You got to help me because I can't do this on my own. And he says, Corey, if you want me to help you, then just read my word, son. Read, read, read. Let it be a part of you. Listen to me. In John 1:1, it says, I am the way. Not I am the way. But he said in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. Listen to me. I said, Lord, what does that mean? He says, Corey, the word is me. So if you apply the word, if you allow the word to become a part of you, then you're allowing me to become a part of you. And when I become a part of you, it will be a whole lot easier for you. Amen? A lot of people want the palace, but they don't want the prison. Amen? They want the blessing of God, but they don't want to seek God. They want the favor of God on their life, but they don't want to go to church. It doesn't work that way. Hear me, I spend hours reading the word of God. Sometime I'm up after 1, 2 in the morning, just seeking God, asking God to teach me something. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart. Why? That I might not sin against you. Amen. Corey, how can you overcome certain temptations? Because the word is in there. Amen. And he promised me that at the right time, he'll bring it back to my remembrance. And that will make it easier for me to overcome the situation. David did not forget where the Lord brought him from. Amen. There was a rich man that came and talked to Jesus. What should I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus says, you know the command. Oh, and he was a big shot. He knew it all. I'd done all that. Jesus said, one thing you lack. Sell all you have and give to the poor. Scripture said he walked away sadly. Amen. Guys, he wanted eternal life, but he did not want to do what he needed to do to inherit it. Amen. So he walked away sadly. Amen. Said, listen, I do not serve God for blessings. I do not serve God for things, brother. I serve God because I know where he brought me from. I serve him because as a 19-year-old, I was searching for something. And in everything I search, it turned up empty. And the minute I pray and accepted the Lord in my life, a weight was lifted off me. And I was set free because the Spirit says, The scripture says, who the Son set free is free indeed. And I was set free. And I'm free after 17 years. Amen. Guys, I don't know what your situation is. I don't know what you're going through. But I can share with you many peoples in Scripture that went through some trying times. The lady with the issue of blood. So many years, she spent all she had. Amen. Trying times, but she never stopped trying. Amen. Daniel, in the lion's den. Trying times, but he never stopped trying. Amen. And I can go on and just name people for you. And you're familiar with them. Amen. But in closing, if you would read sometime today, in 2 Corinthians 12, 23 and 27, that's Paul. Paul said, I don't want to boast in how good I can preach or how good I can build or any of that stuff. If I'm going to boast, I'm going to boast in my sufferings. Just let me tell you a little bit what all I've been through. Amen? I've been in prison. I've been whipped. I've been out in the open sea. I've been shipwrecked a couple times. Amen? People rob me. People stone me. And he names a bunch of stuff. Amen? But in all his trying times, he never quit trying. He just continued telling people about the goodness of God and continued to preach. Amen? And at one point in his life, he stood before King Agrippa to just share. Guys, and after telling about the goodness of God, the king said something. You almost persuade me to serve your God. If I was Paul, I was going to say, King, too bad, too sad for you. Amen? If you're here this morning, guys, whatever your problem is, whatever the situation is, whatever the trying times is, do not stop trying. Just turn it over to God. Amen? Come to the foot of the cross and leave it there. I can tell you, I've been there. I tried a lot of stuff in my lifetime. Amen? And it failed. But when I tried God, he never failed me yet. Amen? I'll be the first to tell you, I failed him many times. But he's faithful and just, the scripture tells us, to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen? As long as I keep holding on to his hand and allowing him to lead me. Amen. Said he will lead me in green pastures. Amen. Do you want that this morning? It's up to you. The decision is yours, Pastor.
Heads bowed, eyes closed just for a minute. No one looking around. Just want to ask you a question this morning. Are you facing a battle this morning that you don't know where to turn? Just like Corey said, turn to Jesus. If you're trying to live your life in this world without Christ, without hope, and you're coming up empty, turn to Jesus this morning. If you know him as your Lord and Savior, but things don't seem to be going well, and the devil has oppressed you and beat you down, you don't know where to turn next, turn to Jesus. Just keep praying. Stay faithful. He will bring you through, just like he did Joseph, just like Corey shared with us. I want to ask in faith to come. We're going to have a time of invitation for just a moment. And as they're coming, I want to, as your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed just a minute, I want to recall to your mind there's a king in Israel named Hezekiah. King of Syria had sent him a letter and said, you know, you're mine. I'm going to come. I'm going to take over your kingdom. I'm going to take everything you've got. You're going to be my slaves. Your God can't deliver you. You can think he is and he will, but he won't. I'm stronger than any God you've got. Hezekiah took that letter and he went up to the temple and he laid it before the Lord. He said, Lord, we don't know what to do. but our eyes are on you. If you got a burden this morning, when we have this invitation, maybe you just need to come and lay it before the Lord and say, Lord, I don't know what to do, but my eyes are on you. He'll see you through this morning. Father in heaven, thank you this morning. I pray that you have your way during this invitation. Lord, help us to just focus our eyes, our hearts, our minds on you. And Lord, if that person here this morning who's not saved, who's never came to the place as Corey has, where they've surrendered their life to you, Lord, I pray even right now your Holy Spirit is speaking to their heart and they would come and say, Pastor, I need to be saved. I want to be saved. I want to give my life to Jesus. Lord, have your way in our hearts this morning. We give you thanks in Christ's name. Amen. Would you stand with me?